Rav Aaron was definitely a massive Gadol B'Torah. I heard recently from Rabbi Rakefet that when he was in the Rav's chair, the Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to sit right next to, basically sat near the Rav. While the Rav also knew Kol HaTorah Kula, Rav Aaron had this awesome memory that he knew Mamish, like Daf, you know, for every Maamar Chazal and Shas. So the Rav would remember where a particular sugi was, but he wouldn't necessarily remember the daf. So he'd always call on Rav Aaron to say the daf, whatever Masechta it was. So he says, Rav Rakevet says, he only remembers one time in 4 years that Rav Aaron got the wrong daf. He said, one time they were learning Arvei Pesachim, and the Rav said, what daf is it on? And Rav Aaron Lichtenstein said, it's on Kuf Beis Amid Aleph, and really it was on Kuf Aleph Amid Beis. Now the truth is, The real sugya was on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, but that happens to be those few words that the Rav was citing was actually on Kuf Aleph Amud Beis. Rav Aaron, when he was a young man between the age of 16 and 18 years old, he learned through Shas Al HaSeder. He was learning in Yeshivas Chaim Berlin at the time. He sat down in those couple of years, he basically mastered Shas. Rav Rakevet said he wasn't sure if he ever went through Shas again from beginning to end like that, but he didn't need to. It was evident from his encyclopedic knowledge that he didn't need to. So obviously we think about a great Gadol B'Yisrael, a Gaon in Torah, whether you had a connection with him or a kesher with him or you've ever learned anything from him or not, he's someone that certainly shapes this yeshiva, both directly and indirectly. And he's someone who will learn Le'ilui Nishmaso today. Okay, on that note, we'll begin the B'nai Yisrael Sefer Chodesh Iyar. And he begins as follows. Maimer Aleph M'hus HaChodesh. Bo yidu bar HaTzeirev Shal Havaya HaSholeit B'Chodesh HaZeh V'Segulas HaChodesh V'Chol HaZman M'asher B'Zeh HaChodesh. You can't come to any month without learning the words of the Halakha of B'nai Yisrael. So he's going to give us a little bit of a perspective, an overview of some of the things that we should be thinking about as we spend today in Rosh Chodesh Iyar, and as we go through this month. Now I want to just point out, again, I know some of you are more familiar, some of you are less familiar with this Sefer. The B'nai Yisrael in the Ma'amarim on Rosh Chodesh, in Maimer Aleph and Osir Aleph, it's also found in the Ma'amarim on Chodesh Nisan, in Maimer Aleph, Os Gimel, and it's also found in his Sefer on Chumash, the Agra Dekala, and Parshas Vaschan. And in all three of those places, he tells us that every month has a corresponding Shem Hashem, meaning Yudkei Vavkei can be written in 12 different ways, and every month has a different variation, a tzeref, a combination of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name. Why do I need to know that? So I'm just introducing this, because he's not going to tell us here in Iyar, but he tells us in Rosh Chodesh, and he tells us in Nisan, and he tells us in Agra Dekala and Parshas Vaschanan. There's a Medrash Shochar Tov, Medrash on Tehillim. The Medrash says, why is it that Jews sometimes daven and they're not answering? You can daven, you're not successful. You feel like Hashem's not answering your tefillos. If they might saw mispalim ve'enam nanu, if they she'enam yodim lespal b'shem, because they don't know how to daven b'shem. What does that mean? They don't know how to daven b'shem. They don't know how to daven with the name. What does that mean? Close a pasuk. That's what it's based on. This pasuk in Tehillim, this Medrash Tehillim. Asagveyu ki adashu mi yikreini ve'aneyu. So you have to know Hashem's name in order to be answered in tefillah. So explains the Bnei Yisrael, what does it mean to daven b'shem? It means that when I say Baruch Atah Hashem, when I say Yud Kei Vav Kei throughout a particular month, if I can, in addition to the basic kavana, when I say Hashem's name, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Adon HaKol and HaYehovah V'yeh, I should try to picture the Shem Hashem for that month. Take a second to picture, as we begin Chodesh Iyar, when I say Hashem's name, Baruch Atah Hashem, I should picture in my mind, Yud Hei Hei Vav. We'll see, that's the name of Hashem for Chodesh Iyar. And the more you daven Hashem, the better chance that you'll be answered. And he ties it into what Moshe Rabbeinu was davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why he writes in Veschanan, Veschanan Hashem Be'ez Ahi Leimor, that I daven to Hashem Be'ez Ahi. I knew to daven Be'ez Ahi, to tap into the kochos that exists at that particular time. So this is an important yisod when it comes to tefillah. Again, maybe it's a little bit advanced, kavanos in tefillah, but it's certainly something that will help your tefillahs to be answered more readily. Okay, so with that, the B'nai Yisrael begins. Tzeir of Havai, the arrangement of Hashem's name. Hashole b'chodesh hazeh, Yud Hei Hei Vav. The name of Hashem for the month of Iyar is Yud Hei Hei and Vav. Yotzi mi pasuk b'rashi tevos, it's hinted to in the pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyah, where Yirmiyah Navi is rebuking Klal Yisrael. Don't be so full of yourself because you're smart, or because you're strong, or because you're rich. Al Yishal El Chacham b'chachmaso, Gibor with his Vura, an Ashir with his Osher, right? Rather, what does the Pasuk say? Yishalel ha-mishalel haskel v'yadoa osi. If you want to be proud of something, you're proud of the fact that you know God, that you recognize the Kodesh Baruch. Don't take pride in your strength, in your wealth, in your wisdom, but take pride in your connection to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, in your das, in your attachment to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Yishalel ha-mishalel haskel v'yadoa is Rashi Tevos Yud Hey Hey Vav. What on earth does that have to do with the month that we've begun? Explains the Bnei Yisasser. Kasher tisbonin b'divrei Maran Hariza. V'sod tefillin d'Rashi u'tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. Anyone here wear tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam? No, do you wear tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam? Anyone else? Avigdah? Okay. You'll have a new appreciation. Maybe you know this already, but if not, you'll have a new appreciation for what it means, why a person might want to wear tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. The Arizal explains that what's the difference between tefillin d'Rashi and tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam? Okay, so first we'll just talk a little bit practical for a moment. What's actually the difference between those two types of tefillin?
The order of the parshios.
In Rashi tefillin, the parshios are arranged keseder. What does it mean keseder? They appear in the very order that they appear in the Torah, right? Starting from Bereshis and ending with Chumash Devarim. So wherever the parshios appear, so for example, Kadesh Li Kol Bachor. Kadesh Li Kol Bachor is in Shemos Perek Yud Gimel. That is at the beginning of Shemos Perek Yud Gimel, so that's going to be the first parsha in the tefillin. V'haya Ki V'yacha. That's the next series of psukim over there in Shemos Perek Yud Gimel. Dvarim Perek Vav, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And then Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, V'haya Im Shemala. Those four parshios in order, that is tefillin d'Rash. What's tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam? Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam is often referred to as Havayos Be'emtza. Havayos Be'emtza, meaning what? The two Vahayas are next to each other. So it starts the same as Rashi. Kadesh Li Kol Bachor. Vahaya Ki Yaviyacha. The only switch is that the third and fourth Parshios, right, switch directions. So instead of Shema, Dvarim Perek Vav, coming before Vahaya Im Shemoa, Dvarim Perek Yud Aleph, we switch those last two Parshios around, so that the Vahayas are next to each other. The Vahaya Kiviach of Shmos Yud Gimel is next to the Vahaya Mshemo of Dvar Yud Aleph. Okay, that's why it's easy to remember. Till the remainder of time, you remember the two Vahayas are together. Havayos Be'emtza. Okay. So what does that mean? And how does that connect us to Chodesh Iyar? So says the Bnei Yisasser so beautifully. He says, think about Chodesh Nisan, think about Chodesh Iyar. What's the Shem Hashem for the month of Nisan? Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, Keseder, in order. Just like Tefillin d'Rashi have the Parshios in order. What is the Shem Hashem for the month of Iyar? Yud, Hey, Hey, Vav. What happens in the month of Iyar? The last two letters flip around. That's similar to Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, where the last two Parshios flip around. So says the Bnei Yisasser beautifully. He says, the Arizal tells us, again, so tefillin d'Rashi, tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. Hine tefillin d'Rashi hu havaya kepshuta. Hameira b'chodesh nisan ayotze mepaso yismachu ha-shamayim v'sargal aretz. Rashi tefillin, where the parshios are arranged in order, corresponds to Hashem's name when it's in order, namely the month of Nisan. As hinted to in the pasuk in Tehillim, yismachu ha-shamayim v'sargal aretz. You see, chevra, yud hei vavei. Utefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, Hey, besod serif yud hey hey vav. The last two letters flip around. So if you're going to start wearing a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, there is no better month to take upon yourself the wearing of a Rabbeinu Tam tefillin than the month of Iyar. Why? Tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, hey, besod serif yud hey hey vav. Hayotze mipasuk. So let's think about the pasuk of our month. Yishalel hamishalel haskel v'yadoa. What does it mean haskel v'yadoa? Like we said, it's a zman of Haskel v'yadoa, of thinking in new ways, of opening my mind up in a new way, of coming to a clearer and a deeper das of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a das elyon. Because of our Arizal, shatfilin halaluhim misugalim ha'od la'asagas chachma. The Arizal says when a person wears tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam, it opens up your mind in a new way. It helps you to have new hasagos in the deeper areas of Torah, b'frat. But it's an awakening of hasagas ha'chachma. Nearly, ki hema besod ha-mochin da'aba chachma, al-kein ha-tseiruf ha-zen, nirma b'pasuk ha-nizkaleel, haskel v'yadoa. So it makes sense that the arrangement of yud, hey, hey, vav, which is Chodesh Iyar, which alludes again to the order of the parshios of Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin, it makes a lot of sense that the pasuk that it's hinting to, that hints to it, is in fact Haskil V'Yadoa. Because when you put on a Reina Tam Tefillin, you open up that world of Chachma, right, which is Kabbalistically referred to as Abba. Not going to get into what that is now, and I know very little about that. Right? And it allows a person, the Arizal says, to have new Hasagos in Torah. Kasher Tizboni Kolzet Havin Ki Gam HaChodesh Hazeh Asher Meir Bo Atzeref in Yisrael El Mesugal HaSaga. So this is what we're trying to tap into in Chodesh Iyar, whether you put on Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin or not. Iyar is a Zman of what? Of new HaSagos. Of new depths of understanding. And therefore it's not at all by chance, right, that on Chai Iyar, on Lag BaOmer, that is Dafka the day of what? Of the greatest HaSaga. The time when Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, as he was leaving this world, taught the deepest secrets of the world. He taught the world things that had never been, that the world never had, Lashon Zohar, never had Rishus to hear prior to Rabbi Shimon's being granted Rishus from on high to teach such things. So that's what we're trying to tap into in Chodesh Iyar. We're making hachanas for Shavuos by opening up our mind in a way like we've never had before. Okay, O space. The Sefer Yetzirah. B'nai Yisrael always quotes from the Sefer Yetzirah and gives us other things that are connected to this month. In Sefer Yetzirah, Himlich Ozevav Bihirhor, the letter Vav is the letter for the month of Iyar. Every month has a corresponding letter of the alphabet. Bihirhor, every month has an action. So if the month of Nisan is the Zman of Kol Hamar Belisaper Hareza Meshubach, it's the Zman of Dibor. Iyar is the Zman of Hirhor. Again, a Zman of opening our minds, of thinking in a new way. V'kosher lo keser v'tzerfan zevazeh v'tzar behem shur ba'olam. The mazel, the astrological sign for the month of Iyar is the shur. V'iyar b'shana, Iyar is the time that corresponds again to these things, the letter Vav, Hirhor, the shur, the ox. The kulya yaminis benefesh zahar nakeva. The corresponding body part for the month of Iyar is the right kulya. What is the right kulya? What are the klayot? Kidneys. So the right kidney. Iyar is the zman of the right kidney. Okay. Now I'll tell you in advance. He's going to tell us a little bit about shor. He's going to tell us a little bit about the letter vav. He's going to tell us a little bit about hiror. He already has. How Tilon Derbeinu Tam opened one's mind. And obviously we're talking about Iyar. The B'nai Yisrael will not explain to us in this piece why Chodesh Iyar corresponds to the right kidney. So I leave it to the Chavra to work on that. He can think about that. That Avram Avinu, the Gemara tells us in two places, in Yoma and Maseches Kedushin, that Avram knew Kol HaTorah Kula. And how did he come to know Kol HaTorah Kula? It says, Klayos Yoetzos. His kidneys gave him advice. Again, a person who is a Baal Eitza, right, is generally a person who is able to think in a bigger way, in a bigger and a broader way. A person who always gives the same advice, right, is a person who doesn't have mochin de gadlus, who doesn't have an open mind. A person who's able to kind of see the big picture and is able to analyze every situation in its fullness. Right, that's a person who's klayos, so to speak, which is, again, traditionally understood as a source of wisdom, of eitza, of deep knowledge. So again, it's like to think about the kulya yaminis and its connection to ear. Alpi dvarim and iskaleh. So based on what we've explained so far, Kevan Shat Seraph and Ishkol El Hameir Bechodesh Iyar Hu Yishal Ha Mishal Haskel V'Yadawa Hu Mesugo La Skol Av Yediya Kenyan Tfilin Der Abenu Tam. So based on what we've explained, again, that this is a month of opening one's mind, a month where the Shem Hashem corresponds to Tfilin Der Abenu Tam. Al Kein Shayach Lechodesh Hazeh Bria Sahirhor Shu Bamoach Haskol. So it makes perfect sense that again, the action of the month. Again, every month has an action. Sometimes it's laughing, right? Sometimes it's walking, sometimes it's speaking. Iyar is thinking. Makes a lot of sense that Chodesh Iyar corresponds to thinking. V'ayin mashik asafti, od b'maimer beis Pesach Sheni. Look in the second maimer on Chodesh Iyar, namely my maimer on Pesach Sheni. And over there I explain to you, inyan vav mosif alinyan rishon. Think about it. The letter vav is the letter for Chodesh Iyar. What does the letter vav always come to do? Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael. That's why we find that Sefer Shemos is sometimes referred to, and the Siv talks about this in his Hakdama to Shemos, that Sefer Shemos is sometimes called by the very clever name Sefer Sheni. Sefer Sheni. But Sefer is not called Sefer Shlishi. Why is Shemos called Sefer Sheni? So then the Siv explains it as Hakdama, the Hemek Davar to Shemos. He says the reason is because Shemos is very much a Hemshech, is really part two of Bereishis. Right? Part one, the book of Bereishis lays the groundwork for the Amma Nivchar, for Kabbalah Satorah. Book 2 is Galus and Geula, but is the birth of the nation of Klal Yisrael and the actual receiving of the Torah, right? And setting up a life of Torah. So very much, it's two parts of the same book. And therefore, of course, Sefer Shemos begins Ve'ele Shemos. Right? The Ve'ele, Chazal identifies in the Medrash, Ve'ele always comes to be Moses. Comes to add on. Ele starts something new. Ele Hadvarim. The fifth book of the Torah is totally different. The first four books were written in a totally different way than the fifth book of the Torah. The Gemara uses the Lashon Moshe Mipi Atzmo, which could obviously be misunderstood, as if Moshe made up the book of Devarim. And it wasn't that every word was given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When the Rishonim and the Achronim grapple with that to explain what that Maimar Chazal means. To be careful with that Maimar Chazal. But it's hinted to by the Torah itself. Eila. Eila means something new. Right? Aleph. A fresh start. Eila. Something new. As opposed to Vav, is always coming to be Mosif. So think about it. Rabbosai, it's beautiful. What is Chodesh Iyar all about? Chodesh Iyar is all about being Mosif on that which came until now. So like we said before Pesach, at Halel HaSeder, what happens? A person is zocha to all sorts of oros, right? But it's overwhelming. He can't take it all in. So he needs time to review it. He needs time to digest it. That's what Iyar is. Iyar is nothing other than a hemshich of the Halel HaSeder. It's the absorption of all of those oros that we experienced on the Seder night, and now we're able to chazer it over. Right? That we're able to end, right? The Vav. Vav Mosif al Inyan Rishon. That's the connection between Nisan and Iyar. And he says so beautifully at the end of Os Beis, Uve Inyan, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Chaf, Hir Hor Kedibur Dami. Amazing how three words of Chazal you've all heard have a totally new meaning once you learn this B'nai Sastra. Hir Hor Kedibur Dami. So beautiful. Hir Hor Kedibur Dami means what? That Iyar, the month of Hir Hor, is a hemshech of Av, it's a continuation of the month of Dibur. Why do you think it's by chance? It just happened to be in Parshas Baal Oscha. Some Jews felt left out and they said, we want Pesach Sheni. Why was there a Hisoris to Dafka redo Pesach? There wasn't a Hisoris to redo anything else. You'll say, well, historically, that's what happened. They missed out on Pesach Rishon. They were carrying the bones of Yosef. They found the Meis Mitzvah. Different opinions of the Gemara Sota. Right? No, it's Pashut. It's built into the Bria that it has to be that Iyar is part two of Nisan. That's the way it is. And therefore, it's dafka hior kedibur dami, which is why that whole sugya of hior kedibur dami, right, is spoken about so often in the context of Sfiras HaOmer. And a person thinks Sfiras HaOmer, if you write down Sfiras HaOmer, a lot of Torah literature about that. But again, it's the very nature. In Pnimius, it's very much the nature of this month. Again, new hasagos, new ideas, vav being Mosif al Inyan Rishon. Oskim, Chodesh Iyar, hu nivchanu menusa b'chachmas harfuah. This is fascinating. A lot of Svarim talk about this. Kodesh Sir Magid in Avodas Yisrael talks about Iyar corresponding to the secular month of May. Okay, May. May is the match of 50. The count towards Sfiras HaOmer. He says all sorts of interesting things. And he says it's known by the secular world that the month of May is his man that's Mesugal Lirafua. But of course we know, again in Torah sources, that Iyar is very much a time of Rafua. Many Svarim point out, Iyar is Rashi Tevos, Ani Hashem Rofecha. It's a zman of physical healing, it's a zman of spiritual healing, it's a zman where if you felt like you were sick all winter, you're finally starting to feel normal again when you go outside on a nice spring day. It's very much built into the very teva of Iyar. Shuva suga l'refua l'harik l'harik ha'yitztumcha min ha'yipushim v'kulsha tamar. It's a zman of cleansing. Someone just said to me yesterday, I said, you know, I was going to pick up dinner for my family, and I asked someone, I said, would you be interested in, I could bring back dinner for you also, someone on my block. So they said, no, I'm doing this whole, you know, cleansing, drinking thing. So okay, that's very fitting, that's called the Shiar. It's a zman of, exactly, laharik ha'etztumcha meni yipushim b'chol shesamar. It's a zman to cleanse out the system, to get all of the filth, the dross, the negativity, right, physically and spiritually, that's been sitting in our bowels, in our stomach, and it's time to clean it out. And why is that so? Now you have to call up Rav Yalom and talk to him about Chodesh Iyar. Why? Because in Chodesh Iyar is the time where we're makabel upon ourselves the reality that much of what goes wrong with our guf is because we eat a lot of junk. We eat a lot of junk. We put bad things into the body. Most feelings of illness come from food that is not in accordance, not properly suited for the Guf Adam. V'nei b'chodesh hazeh hiskil haman leireh. This is the month where the man started to descend. What do we know about the man? The man was the ultimate food, not only spiritually. Chazam Sofer actually has a cheshbon that the man began to fall on Lag BaOmer. Different calculations, but everyone agrees that in the month of Iyar, the man began to fall. What was so great about the man as a physical food? Chazal tell us in Yom Ayin Hayam and Beis, explaining the pasuk in Tehillim Ayin Ches, the man is referred to as Lechem Abirim, which means the food of angels. And the Gemara Darshan's Lechem Hanivla Be'evarim. It is food that is what? That is absorbed in your Evarim, in your limbs. Which meant that when a person ate man, you didn't go to the bathroom. There was no psolas. There was nothing extra. It was perfectly attuned to the needs of man's body. Perfect. Spiritually and even physically. V'lohaya ba'vizeh shum choli v'shum acho. That's why the Rishonim already bring part of the reason that the Jews, when they were walking those years, and Dvarim, say for Dvarim, the Rishonim bring this, when the Torah describes the fact that the shoes and the clothing of the Jews was not worn out. So different approaches. One approach in the Rishonim, I think already based on Chazal, certainly based on Chazal, is that the clothing was laundered by the Anani HaKavod. But Ibn Ezra and other Rishonim bring that why was the clothing not worn out? Because they didn't sweat at all. They're in the hot desert. So, Enoch and Ami, the Anani HaKavod were air-conditioned. Right? But more than that, again, sweat, right? The dirt that comes from our own body, that my collar looks stained after wearing my shirt for too many days in a row, where does that come from? That's the psolas that's in my body. When you ate the man, there was no psolas. They didn't sweat, their clothing never got dirty, their clothing never got worn out, and they were able to wear it throughout that entire period of the Midbar. So therefore, when a person eats the man, which again is the food of Chodesh Iyar, that began in Chodesh Iyar, lo hayu b'zbam nizeh shum choli v'shum machol. Nimsa, b'chodesh hazeh nisrapu kol achalayim, alkei nishar teva kayam b'chodesh hazeh segula refuah. This month has remained, for all time, as man of tremendous healing. Okay, and therefore, a person who needs to seek medical treatment, this might be the month to do so. Because again, there's a spiritual energy that will be an added shmira for a person in the month of Iyar. Dalet. Chodesh Iyar nikra b'mikra ziv. Chodesh Iyar, we know, is called in Tanakh. It's referred to in Nach. Melachim Aleph. Chodesh ziv. Chodesh ziv. What does ziv mean?
Radiance.
Okay, it's a lashon of illumination. The Sfarim point out that Svira Sa'omer is also a Lashon. Svira is a Lashon of what? Is a Lashon of being illuminated. Also obviously a Lashon of counting. Right? A Sapir means to, like a sapphire, to be shining, to be radiant. Okay, but why is this month called Ziv? Zayin Vav. Zayin Vav. What does that mean, Zayin Vav? Hinei Aru Chazal, lo ninda Torah ela ochle aman. The Torah was given to those who ate the man. Hine b'chodesh Sivan nitna Torah. Sivan, of course, is the month where makabel the Torah. V'yiridas haman shuachana the Torah. Hayatchilas yiridaso b'iyar. So it makes perfect sense. If you want to come to the Torah in Sivan, you have to what? You have to eat the man in Iyar. Okay, so far so good. Hine b'riyas chodesh Iyar hayal yidei osvav. K'moshe kasavti la'el min sefer yitzira. So I told you a moment ago from sefer yitzira that what? That the month of Iyar is the letter Vav. Ubriyas Chodesh Sivan. What's the next month? What's the letter for Sivan?
Zayin.
Hayal Yedei O Zayin. K'mavur B'Sefer Yetzira. Okay, it goes in order. Not entirely, but Nisan Iyar Sivan is Hey Vav Zayin. That's how it's easy to remember. Nisan Iyar Sivan, Hey Vav Zayin. Okay, so now we're in Chodesh Iyar, which is Vav. We're heading towards Chodesh Sivan, which is Zayin. And we need to eat the man in Iyar in order to prepare ourselves for Torah. V'inei Torah nismeches lo'ochle aman shi'ar b'chodesh hazeh. Al-kein ha'chodesh hazeh nikra ziv. Therefore, this month is called ziv. Zayin and vav. Os ha'zayin nismeches el os vav. L'ramiz lo'nit the Torah el lo'ochle aman. Okay, beautiful idea. What's the question that bothered me for years and you're all thinking? Right, it's out of order. It should be called Chodesh Vaz. Chodesh Vaz. Why is it called? So I think the answer is Pashut. I don't even know. At this point, I don't even know why I was bothered for so long. It's a double Pashut that what? That whenever I'm Osik in something, I actually ask myself, what's the tachlis of why I'm being Osik in this thing? The month is called Ziv. Why am I eating the month? The man was very tasty. The man was very, for those who are health conscious, the man was very good in that regard. But the month is called Ziv to tell me that the Tachlis, right, is to get to the Zayin. The Vav is really just what? The Vav is a connector. That's what the word Vav means. The Vavei Amudim of the Mishkan, right, were the hooks that held things together. Vav is Mosif. Vav connects. Vav bridges things. And therefore it's Pashta that the month is called Ziv to tell us that the Tachlis of Chodesh Iyar is nothing other than what? A Hechatimsa, a Hachana, to come to the Zayin, to come to Chodesh Sivan. And therefore, we put the Zion out in front to show us what is the Iker and what is Tafel. I think that's a very reasonable explanation of why it's Zion Vav. When again, following the order of the month, it should be Vav Zion. Oseh, Nikra Zeh Chodesh Iyar, Amru Darshei Reshumos. It's found in very, very mystical works like the Sefer Karnayim. Sefer Karnayim is a small little mystical treatise. Megala Mukos, he writes in Veschadon, brings this as well, that Iyar is Rashi Tevos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel. Okay, what does that mean? Heim Dalid Ragle HaMerkava, Ve'efshir Lios HaChodesh HaZeh HaChana L'Tona. Again, what exactly the role of Rachel is in conjunction with the Avos is something for another time. But more simply, the connection of Iyar to the Avos, and again, why again Rachel is singled out from amongst the Imos to be that fourth, so to speak, wheel of the divine chariot, is not for now, and it's not what he's going to talk about now. But as far as Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, it makes a lot of sense. That Iyar is a Zman where we think and reconnect to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Why? The Efshar Lios HaChodesh is HaChana LeTorah. The HaChana LeTorah, He Al Yedei HaMidos. Derech Eretz Kana LeTorah. Midos, the refinement of character, of being the most lofty of human beings. The fact that we can even remember, even a secular person, knows about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. These are people who lived long ago, and their name is still known throughout the world. Just the Torah world, throughout the world. Why? Because they were obviously very, very lofty and great human beings. They were people of refined midos. Alkein Maisa Avos Kadma B'Torah El HaMitzvos. And therefore you need a Chumash Voracious. Even once you're Osek in Torah, but the beginning of Torah itself is the story, is the lives of the Avos. Ki b'maisa Avos mevu'ar ha'amidos. Alkein, minag Yisrael lilmod Meseches Avos b'yamim hayim. The reason that we study Meseches Avos, the Mesechta that teaches us about refinement of character, is dafki in Chodesh Iyar, because this is a Zman, as we prepare for Torah, when we say that the month of Iyar, Moshe Tevos, Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Rachel, we try to walk in the ways of the Avos. Ukafid Archenu, Nikris Mesechta, Zo, Avos. And if you wonder, why in fact is the Mesechta even called Avos? The answer is, because there's no one better to draw on values, on moral values, of what it means to be a fine human being with a refined character. There's no one better to turn to than the Avos. Right? Not just our parents and grandparents, but the Avos. The three who are called Avos to the exclusion of all others, as the Gemara says in Brachos. But there are only three who are called Avos, which is a question because there are others who are sometimes referred to as Avos. Something that Rav Yosef Engel talks about in his Beis HaOtzer. But nonetheless, these are the Avos, right? I think we're all massive. These are the Avos. V'neishu kol amidos v'chasidos v'mavur m'sech hazo kol nilman v'maisei Avos kasher hu b'chsuvim etzlenu. As I write elsewhere in my Dvarim Nechmadim, he says, on m'sech Avos, it's clear to all that again, where do we draw our amidos from? Where do we get chesed and vura and teferes? Where do we develop our character and all of the most essential midos of Ava and Yira and striking a balance between the two? That world of Yitzchak of Teferes, which is what this week's Sfiras HaOmer is all about, it comes from the Avos. Va'od Nikra Achodesh Iyar. Another reason that it's called Iyar, because Iyar is Gematria Erech. Iyar is Gematria Erech. 221. What does that mean? Umavur of Zahar Kadosh, Zahar tells us, Shehu Lashon Refua. Going back to our theme that Iyar is a Zman of healing. Where do you see that the word Erech alludes to healing? He quotes another pasuk in Yirmiyahu, this time in Perek Lamed, where Yirmiyahu Navi says, if a person comes back to Hashem and returns to Hashem in an honest way, Kamada Atamar Ki A'ale Arucha Lach. You know how to translate that pasuk? Ki A'ale Arucha Lach. I will make a cure for you. A'ale Arucha. I will prepare an Arucha. Arucha in that context means medicine. Okay, so therefore, Iyar, the Gematria Erech, is a Zman of, again, healing. V'achodesh hazeh hu segula l'refua, k'mo shekasafti, like I told you above in Simen Gimel. V'ayin ma shekasafti, see my ma'amarim on Shabbos, he says, where I describe that the coast of David HaMelech, coast David, right? David HaMelech's coast, Chazal already say, the Gemara had Reish Chaf Aleph Lugin, the Kiddushkop that David HaMelech used could hold 221 lug, Kosi Rivaya. David HaMelech's abundant coast, his overflowing coast, Revayah's Gematria 221, the Gematria Erech Ayin Sham. You'll see over there what this Indian of 221 by David HaMelech's cup is. But again, in our context, again, it's his man of Erech, it's his man of Refuah, and that's something that we try to tap into in the month of Iyar. And of course, Lag BaOmer, and this is something that the Maharal speaks about as well. The Maharal is not one to often quote Gematrias, but the Maharal also brings this remez, this idea of Erech being meruma is the chodesh Iyar, and he says that Lag BaOmer, which is what, which is chai erech or chai orech, right, is also something we need to think about. This idea of a lengthening of life, arichas yamim, the Maharal describes, and of course Rabbi Shimon was the one who very much was osek in that Indian of arichas yamim, whether it was through his koach of tchias amesim, whether it was the end of the death of Talmid Rabbi Akiva, which the Maharal is actually talking about over there. I believe it's in Tiferes Yisrael. But again, this is a zman of life and a zman of good health. Osvav, Simenvav. Inega matnas ha-be'er nitin li-Yisrael b'chodesh hazeh. Chodesh Iyar. Interesting. The be'er, not only was the man, did the man begin to descend to this world in Chodesh Iyar, but the be'er shamiri, was also given to Klal Yisrael in the month of Iyar. What does the be'er do? Well, if you ate the man, and the man was so spiritually uplifting and so physically healing, you can imagine the be'er had the same koach in liquid form. Hinehu gam kein mitam bavur la'el and simin dalet and hay. Sha'achodesh hazeh al-chana la'torah. Hinehu ha-be'er misugal li'idiyas fasagas la'torah. When the Jews were drinking from the be'er, yeah, that generation, what do we refer, what term, what name do we give that generation, the Dor HaMidbar? We have another name for them. What do we call them? We call them the Dor what? The Dor in the Midbar, we call them the Dor Deya. The Dor Deya. Why do we call them the Dor Deya? The Dor Deya, the generation of deep understanding. Because they were given the Torah, and they were given the means to understand it with unbelievable depth. How? Through Yechilas Haman and drinking from the Be'er. The one who drinks from the Be'er is Mesugal Yedias Vasagas HaTorah. And this again is something we find from the Arizal and the Talmid Arizal. V'yadua Masha Asa Maran Arizal L'Talmido Rav Chaim Vital Zatzal. This is a well-known story. The account was brought in many Sfarim. That the Arizal took Rav Chaim Vital out onto the waters of Tveria. Sheshati mo besvina v'nasan lo lishtos miyama shel Tveria mimakom akvara bayam shesham hu abe'er. The Arizal knew the exact spot in the waters of Tveria where the be'er, the presence of the waters of Miriam, can be found today. And the Arizal wanted Rav Chaim Vital to have the necessary hakadamas and hachanas in order to mekabel Torah Arizal. And therefore he made him drink this water. A wild story. He made him drink this water in order to be able to be fit to receive his Rebbe's Torah. By drinking from these waters, you will be opened up to Razin Doraisa, to the secrets of the Torah. So he says, I'll mention something here in passing. But again, at this point we understand, again, why the Jews began to drink from the Be'er in the month of Iyar. Because it's a Zman of deepening our understanding. Befrat in Razin Torah, Razin Doraisa. Then he says, Derech Agav, I'll just mention to you the question that the Kadmonim asked, something that I discussed in my writings on Tishrei. He says, Mashehikshua Kadmonim, Mibnei Matziva Hashem Yisbarach, Laso Zecher Lanane Akavut, Velotziva Laso Zecher Laman Ubeer. Why is it that we have a Zecher to the Anane Akavut, and we do not have a Zecher to the Man and to the Bear? Why is it that we have a Sukkah, and yet we don't do something to commemorate necessarily the Man and the Bear? Now the truth is, you'll say, but we do. Open up a Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says that people on Shabbos eat mulyasa shekarin pishtida zecher l'man. What's mulyasa shekarin pishtida? Not kuga. Deli roll. Right? He says it's some type of dough. It's dough on top and on bottom with meat in the middle. The same way that the man had dew below it and above it. Similarly, when a person makes the bracha of hamotzi, the challah is supposed to be covered on top, And on bottom, I sat down to Shalosh Shavuos this week, and I picked up a napkin to cover the challah rolls. Why? Because really you're supposed to have the challah covered on top and the bottom. Why? To zecher, to the man. So that's why we have something beneath it, and we put a cover on top. Not only to cover because we're making kiddush before our motzi. The cover is supposed to be there, so we do have things that are a zecher. But we don't have, okay, but yes, there are many things that are meramis to it. Throughout the throughout halacha, throughout certainly minhagim, but we don't have anything like a sukkah. We don't have an asher k'dishanu mitzvos of zivan leishim a sukkah, which is a zecher to the irani akavu. We don't have that for man and bear. So explains the bnei yisasmer nearly hatam bavur b'pasuk basukos teishvu shivas yamim ki basukos oshavti as bnei yisrael when I took them out of Mitzrayim b'otzio samir to Mitzrayim. What's a lomar? Mat nasan ane akavod. When did we get the ane akavod? He's giving us a very good answer in pshat. Why do we have a zecher to Anani HaKavod, namely a sukkah, and we don't have a zecher to the man and the bear? Because when we left Mitzrayim, what did we have right away? Of the three gifts that Hashem gave us, which one did we have right away? Anani HaKavod. Take up B'chodesh Nisan. When we came out of Mitzrayim, immediately we had the Anani HaKavod. Uksiv, Laman Tizkores Yom Tizkores Yom Tizkores Yom Tizkores. We have to remember the things that accompanied us when we left Mitzrayim, namely the Anani HaKavod. When did we get the man and the bear, Abosai, according to Bnei Sassan? In Chodesh Iyar. And therefore you don't have to make a zecher. It doesn't mean we don't have a karsa to Hashem. It doesn't mean that we're not going to have other ramazim in halacha and in Sefer Minhagim to the man and the bear. But as far as making a real mitzvah out of it, and again, the reason that we have that zecher as being celebrated in Tishrei as opposed to Nisan is what the Rishonim are dealing with. Why don't we sit in a sukkah in Nisan? As the Torah talks about and many others talk about. But again, as far as the necessity of making a zecher to Anani HaKavod, it's dafka because when did we get the Anani HaKavod? Right when we left Mitzrayim. And a Jew has to constantly be remembering what happened in Mitzrayim, the kindness that Hashem did when we left Mitzrayim. The man of the bear would come a bit later. The matanos of the bear and the man, zelonitin lam ad chodesh iyar. Okay, very postured, very clear explanation. Very, very good. Simon Zion, Ozion. Milchemes Amalei Kaiser B'Chodesh Iyar. Another thing for us to think about as we begin the month of Iyar together is that the Milchama against Amalek was in the month of Iyar. And we all know what the Milchama of Amalek centered around. We are spending the month of Iyar making Hachana for Shavuos, Kabbalah Satorah. What was Milchemes Amalek about? Was Dafka stopping us from coming to Torah or for coming to a deeper appreciation of Torah? Hine kasher rafu yadayim min haTorah. It was the rifyon yadayim, right? That Amalek fought against Bnei Yisrael and refidim. Vayavo Amalek v'yilachem im Yisrael v'refidim. Asher rafu yadayim kol she'amru chazal sanhedrin kovav amen aleph. And I have to point this out because I always find this just so funny, and I'm sorry for distracting us, but it's very interesting. If you look over there in the Gemara, I just find these Gemaras interesting. And maybe one day I'll actually understand it, and it won't be so funny anymore. It'll just be something deep and pnimi. But the Gemara in Sanhedrin Kovav Amud Aleph asks, why did Amalek fight against Yisrael and Refidim? Right? Why is the place called Refidim? Why is the place called Refidim? So one answer, the answer that we always talk about, is what? That it was Rafi Yudayim in the Torah. But one of the Tanaim gives a different answer. He says, why was it called Refidim? Because it was called Refidim. Refidim Shema. He says, that's why it's called Refidim. That's it. That's the whole thing. So that's always like an interesting, it's always an interesting answer. You know, why is it called Refidim? I don't know, it's just called Refidim. Don't like make a whole to-do out of it. But again, the answer that resonates with us and we think about is no, Refidim is not necessarily the actual name of the place on a map. Refidim is a description of the event that took place in that place. And that is Rafi Yadayim in the Torah, which allowed Amalek to come and fight against us. But again, something to think about. I don't know, it's a strange shita of the Tanai. Not strange, maybe it's... It's strange that there's such a machlokas in the Gemara. Hine yadua Amalek hu mibechinas hadas desitra acha kasher kasavnu b'komo. We know that Amalek is the anti-das. If this is a month again of hasfel v'yadoa of connection to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's this man when the Dor Dea was getting so smart by eating the man and drinking from the be'er. It's this man of tefillin d'Rabbeinu Tam. It's all the achana for Kabbalah Satorah. So it makes sense that Dafka Amalek, who's the anti-Das, Amalek who tries to cause Pirud, who tries to separate things, Das again being a lesson of connection, Right? Das, being used in the Torah, is referring to the intimate relationship between husband and wife. Chibur, where two bodies physically come together in a deep way. But das, again, being synonymous with any type of bond, of chibur, of attachment. So Malik comes, and they are the bechina, they are the aspect of das, of sitra achra, negative das. So as soon as there was a weakening of connection, so who fights against the Malik? It's also very mistaken who should fight against the Malik. Why dafka Yoshua? First of all, you can say at this point, but let the B'nai Yisrael talk first. He has first rights to speak. I'll tell you what I think after. Awesome. To add a little something. But Yeshua is the one who selected to fight against the Malik. Why? Shumizar di Yosef. Yeshua comes from Yosef. Think about Yosef for a second. Yosef, also a Lashon of Hosafa. The letter Vav. Hemshich. To keep things going strong when things start to slip. Rafi Yodayim and Torah. The Jews were losing their connection. Some of their excitement of everything that they had experienced was wearing off. So therefore, we need a little bit of Yosef. We need a little bit of Chizuk in that regard to keep going. Vav, Chodesh Iyar, letter Vav. But more than that, Yosef, he says, is described as Bichor Shoro Hadar Lo in the Bracha, in Vizosa Bracha, Dvarim Lamed Gimel. Yosef is described as a shore. He's compared to the shore. And what did we say that the Mazel for the month of Iyar was? Chodesh Zeh, Mazel Shore. So if I'm going to pick someone to fight off an enemy as powerful as a Malik in this month, there's no question that who am I going to send to the battle lines? Someone who has a certain, again, segula, to be matzliach in this month. So we send Yoshua, who's a descendant of Yosef, who's compared to the shore, because this is the zman of the shore, a strong work animal. Kol zenira li ma'amastil yarchiv hadbarim. And a person who has seichel can expand upon these things. I don't know if I have seichel, but I'll just add one little thing. And that is that Yoshua, of anyone, right, in Tanakh, who showed attachment to Torah, namely attachment to his Rebbe, that Yeshua was lo yamish, he didn't leave the Olam, he wouldn't leave Moshe Rabbeinu Sar. Someone who builds that bond of das, Yeshua is as good a candidate as anyone else. Where he's not necessarily the one, Moshe is the one, but Yeshua attached himself to Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, again, to fight against the das of Sitra Achra, I think it's very fitting that Yeshua was selected to lead Klal Yisrael in that battle. Ostas, Hascholas Binyan Beis HaMikdash, Harishon Hayah B'Chodesh Iyar. The first Beis HaMikdash was begun, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, began in the month of Iyar. Why is this a proper time to build a Beis Hamikdash? Davar Pashut says Bnei Yisrael. Commotion here was Beserif Hashem Hasel V'Yadala. If this is the zman again of Das, Min Yadia Yeshachana LaAvoda, to come to Avoda. Avoda Beis Hamikdash, a person needs Yadia. V'Amar David LeShlomo, Da Es Elokei Avicha, have Das, Nen V'Avdeyu. So it's a perfect time for Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Das is certainly an element that's going to be essential in setting up the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash. Akein before the shazeh, yasar shlomo yisodei Beis HaMikdash, makom ha'avoda. And I think there's a davar pasha that we can add to this. The Gemara in Bracha says, on daf lamed gimel amud aleph, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, kol adam sheyesh bo deya ki'ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yalo. No? So brachos lamed gimel lamed aleph. I would add to the words of the Bnei Yisrael here that anyone who has das, it's as if he built the Beis HaMikdash in his time. So that's perfect. Yes, that's the Messias. This month of das, which paves the way for avoda, da es elokei avicha v'avdeyu, recognize the Kodesh Baruch Hu, haskel v'yadoa osi yud hei hei vav chodesh iyar, is the perfect time to begin the Beis HaMikdash. And again, while we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, if we could have a little more das in this month, that itself will be what? Will be ki'ilu nivna Beis HaMikdash b'yamav. Okay, the final paragraph was tes. Al pi seder ha-degalim, ha-chodesh hazem miyuchas l'shevet Yisachar. This month is actually, every month again has a corresponding shevet. This month is shevet Yisachar. Nichta bo umibnei Yisachar yod'e bina le'itim. The Bnei Yisachar are those of tremendous das, so it certainly makes sense that they're connected to this month. Kenyan Seraph Hachodesh Hazeh, Shuhastel V'Yadoa Kenizkul El, V'Nei B'Chodesh Hazeh, This is the time that the Levim, it says in Parshas Baaloscha, Be'eshrim b'chodesh hazeh na'le ha'anan. This is when the Levim began to carry. This is when the Levim were assigned the avoda of carrying. Okay. V'hinei tavin. What's the connection between Shevet Levi, who began their avoda of carrying in this month, and Shevet Yisachar, which is actually the Shevet that Kabbalistically is assigned to this month? Explains the Bnei Yisachar. Hachodesh hazeh miyuchas liYisachar. Uvo b'chodesh hischila avodah Shevet Levi. Now again, it's obvious that's what the general link between Levi and Yisachar is. They're both Torah. Shevet Levi, Kohanim, are the ones who are the representation of Torah. The famous Rambam at the end of Hilchos Shmita and Yovel. Not only were the Kohanim, the descendants of Aaron, Akohi, and Shevet Levi, not only were they given the opportunity to learn Torah, but anyone who wants to be a quasi-Kohen, Kisifsei Kohen, Yishmeru Das, V'Torah Yavakshu Mipiyu, like the Navi says, the Levi represents Torah. The Yisachar, we know, the arrangement between Yisachar and Zvulun was also one of Torah. So Yisachar and Levi have an inherent link, and that they both represent Torah, and it makes sense that in Iyar, as we prepare for Torah, it's the month of Yisachar, and yet it's also a month where Levi began their avoda in a unique way. But he says more than that. Tavin heitev al pima shekasav t'makom acher, concludes the Bnei Yisachar, b'shem ha-kadmonim. Hada amru rabbanan b'yakov. What the Chazal tell us, what early sources tell us about Yaakov Avinu. Sha'asam shenevak imo, hu shekitreg alav al sha'amar v'chol asher titein li aser asrenu lach. In Parshas Vayetze, what did Yaakov Avinu promise HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If you make me rich, v'chol asher titein li aser asrenu lach. From everything you give me, I will give Meiser to you. So it's brought in Kadmonim, says Bnei Yisachar, that the Sam, that the Sitra Akra, that the Satan, that the Yitzhar, that the Malach Mabes, it's all the same, came and had a taina against Yaakov Avinu. What was the taina? You said you were going to give one-tenth of everything you have to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you didn't do that. V'lo Yisr as Banav, you didn't take Meiser from your children. So it's brought in Kadmonim, you didn't take Meiser from your children. Ba'osa Shah Hufresh Levi L'Meiser. So at that time, Levi was put aside to be the representation of Kula L'Hashem, Meiser to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'nei Amru Mikubalam, and the Mikubalam adds, so what's Yisachar? How could it be that Levi is the embodiment of Torah, and Yisachar is also the embodiment, the paradigmatic Torah scholar? How could that be? So the Mikubalam explained, V'nei Yaakov Amar, what was the Lashon of Yaakov in Parshas Vayetze? Aser ha'asrenu. Aser ha'asrenu lach. It sounds almost like he said, I'll give a double Meiser. Train Yisurin. So, if you give a double Meiser, that's called a Chomesh. Alright, he said, I'm going to give 20%. Asher alzeh samchu b'tekanas usha, this is the source. In our Gemara, Tzuvah Zavnoi. Tekanas usha, that if a person gives tzedakah, ha'mevazvez al yevazvez yosem yechomesh. If you're going to give away your money, don't give more than 20%. You're going to become poor, and then you're going to have to be asking for tzedakah. But what do you see here? What do you see? In Pnimius HaTorah, you see that Yaakov didn't only give Meiser. He not only dedicate Levi Kula Hashem in fulfillment of his commitment of Kula Hashem Titin Li Aser Asrenu Lach, but the Kabbalah say no, Aser Asrenu. He promised to double Meiser, which is why you can have a Levi and you can have a Yisachar. And the truth is, in Chodesh Iyar, we're making a Chanas for Kabbalah Satorah. The more the better. The more Koach HaTorah that we have in this month to fight off the Amalek and to move towards Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which again is this is a zman that's mesugal for Binyan Beis Hamikdash. Da'at Elokei Avicha Va'aveu, the better. So Mirtz Hashem, we should be zoche to continue to see it as a month of Hosafa, a month of tremendous growth. This is what Sfiras Omer is all about, taking that next step, the Vav that's Mosif, and Mirtz Hashem, we should be a zman of Refuah for all those who need Refuah, and Mirtz Hashem will be zoche to get rid of Amalek and to build the Beis Hamikdash. We hear it.